All right, Kurt, let's rock and roll, man.
Welcome once again to another episode of FTH Beyond, the Marvel Strike Force podcast from the Giant Size Team Up Network. I am your host for tonight, Kurt Booten, and I am without my partner in crime, the rock god of podcasting, Charles McFall, because he is having to do some teaching in his real life or something or other. So tonight, like most solo nights, is going to be a little different than the regular podcast format, but we are going to talk about a couple things that have been happening in game. So and then we're just going to play a little bit. This will probably be about an hour, and we'll see what happens. So the big thing for tonight is the Blitz. We now have our Mr. Sinister Blitz. And take a look at the rewards here. Pretty normal stuff until Milestone 5 and you start collecting shards. Mr. Sinister requires 100 shards. If you finish all of your milestones, you will get 11, 15, 18, 20, 21 shards. They have broken. Now, this is the other thing that has changed. They've changed the, or as Fox Next says, improved the breakdown of Blitz rewards. Right now, you've got rank 1 gets 295 shards in this case. Rank 2 through 15 gets 165. 16 to 100 gets 110. 101 to 2,000 gets 85, so they've increased that from 1,500 to 2,000, and then they've broken up the top 10% to top 1 to 2% gets 55, 3 to 5% gets 45, 6 to 10% gets 35, 11 to 25% gets 25, 26 to 60, those all stayed the same, gets 15, and the 100%, basically, if you've done enough to get the rewards, you get 5. So unless you are, unless you're top 2,000, you're not going to get Sinister this time around. You're just not. That's a bummer, but it is what it is, right? So, I'll push to a certain extent, but I don't think I'm going to push terribly hard this time around. But I will be playing them. What about you? What do you guys think of that? Have you started pushing already? What's Blitz looking like for you nowadays? And what do you think of the change in the percentages? That's what I'd like to know. Skippy, you're saying that's about standard for 100 shard release. Yeah, no, that's fair. I never get 100 shard release first time through Blitz, and that's normal. That's fine. Now, curiously, I actually did not do most of my dailies today, so I'll be doing that as we play. Hey, Sen Raven in the chat room says, next week, second Sinister Blitz, that will get you another 21, so you just need 79 shards in this one, since the second Blitz won't force you shards below 2K. The change only benefits high-end players, and that's lame in the ways that Nightbot will mute him for expressing, right? yeah, that's true. The changes do only benefit the high-end players. And so, will I get Sinister this time around between this week and next week? Probably not. Unless I get stupid lucky, but I don't think that's going to happen. This is a little strange. So I will tell you guys that one of the things that happened this week is we won our Alliance War again tonight. Things seem to be clicking a little bit better. But sorry, I'm a little distracted because I got a text message from my daughter. And as many of you guys may know, I became a grandfather a little over a week ago. So almost 2 weeks ago, actually, at this point. And so when my daughter texts me, I worry. That's all. So Sen says, Never mind, with what you said, it's true. There's no reward milestone with 65. So you still need to place top 2,000 at least one of the two blitzes. Yeah, so that's a little bit of a bummer. But what are you going to do, right? It is what it is. Oh, hey, Karma. Thank you. So one of the other things that's that I find pretty cool is, man, it seems like we're getting a lot of characters. Like, they're starting to come fast and furious in different ways. And the different ways thing is the important thing for me. I think that you get Blitz characters, you get legendary event characters. Yeah, the milestone, the Coulson thing. I like that. I like that idea of you have all these different characters and you can get them in different ways. I like that a lot. I'm going to try not to knock the mic again. And it feels like we're getting a lot of characters. I mean, the last data mine stuff that I saw, I'm just going to pull up the information. I mean, we got the Fantastic Four. We got Strife coming in. It looks like... Where is it? Looks like Cyclops is coming. Looks like Beast is coming. I saw just lists of characters. I'm trying to pull up the right Discord where I saw that. Let's see. Was it this one? So there, another Doom model has been seen. It looks like, we've got Sif and Black Bolt potentially. And, why am I blanking on his name? Oh, I can't believe I'm blanking on his name, but, Asgardian, Idris Elba. So Heimdall, thank you. God, it's a complete brain fart. And then actually, I think it was it in hours? Oh yeah, so it just seems like we've gotten a lot of characters. Looks like potentially Red Skull in, again. And then there's 10 rumored characters. And the rumors are like Gorgon and Medusa, Toad, Blob, Symbiote, Spider-Man, which I think would be really cool. The Black Order, which I don't know why that's a... I guess they don't need to name them all, but... Yo-Yo from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which would be cool. Silver Surfer, Crystal, Karnak... I think Surfer... I'd be a little surprised if they brought Surfer so soon. But we'll see. But I like there's a lot going on. Now it makes it more difficult to keep up. That's for certain. So, all right, so let's go in here and let's, before I do any blitz, I want to do my training up thing that I've been doing with the AIM teams. Still working on my AIM team here. And what teams are you guys working on right now? Karma says we need Gambit. I can think of probably half a dozen other X-Men I would choose before Gambit comes in. Not saying I don't agree with you. I'm just saying I want to make sure we get important ones first. Like, where's Iceman? Angel. You know, I'm going to do this. I want to see the New Mutants in there. Gambit was rumored to be the Marauders legendary. That would be cool. You're currently working on your 7 Red Star Hela. Did you get a 7 Red Star Hela? I will say when it comes to Gambit, I don't mind him as a character. I think he's fine. Really. I did. And I've been reading. There's Mr. and Mrs. X. I don't know if it's still being published, but it's on Marvel Unlimited, and it's Gambit and Rogue. And I'm digging that. I'm having fun reading that. Oh, you got a 7 Red Star Thor and Hela? Man, that's going to be a hell of a team. How much did it cost you, Sen? Closet whale. He's a closet whale. That's Sen Raven. Excuse me. So otherwise, so what I'm doing here is what I've been doing in the rank up end of thing, or not rank up, in the training, my daily training thing, is in an effort to get AIM up, I've been basically just increasing their level once a day, but I'm doing all of AIM. And then, eventually we'll get there, but... And I like to do this before I do any blitz, because I use my AIM team as a blitz team. Alright, so that's done. And we'll go there. And we've already done Blitz, I guess. So we'll collect our milestones. I still find it really interesting that they've kept this milestone, the Coulson milestones, for a long time. I like that idea. I hope they keep doing that. If I remember correctly, they did it with Captain Marvel, right? So... I think it works out well. So for those of you listening on the audio podcast portion, this is a different week when I'm doing things solo. It's more hanging out with the chat room and playing the game. I'll give you the news as I see it or any other tidbits, but this format is a little different when it's just solo. So, all right, let's change teams here. Go back here. Darkwing, you stopped with AIM. You're done upgrading tech characters until next month. So, Darkwing, why is that? Why are you done upgrading tech characters until next month? because the tech grind is soul sucking or crushing, and sometimes you have to stop. I understand that. Yep. Because it never ends. Ever. We're going to keep this at 1X. Now, I don't know if that was the best thing to do with Scientist Supreme, and that is do the apply to negative effects right away, but it certainly feels like it's the right thing to do. I do have a little bit of fun playing Graviton. I will say that. And Darkwing farming health and Mystic Mutant material. Yeah, I still don't dig the raids that are trait based. It kind of bugs me. Well, that was a nice fart sound right there. Yeah, aim is pretty fun. I don't think I play the aim team very well. I play it well enough to win when I use them, but I just, it's a little weird feeling to me. But I like it. And Wolverine goes down. All right. So that's the first team that I use in Blitz. And I'll just go through. I'll show you guys what I typically do for Blitz. That's the first team. And I actually put them kind of in order. So I moved from them to my Spider team, which is a 201k team. They actually could use a little bit of love as well. Darkwing says, you just got Scientist Supreme to level 70, tier 12. She was your last tech upgrade for Ultima 7. Alright. So I still, for some reason, on my Spider team, I have Deadpool. And I just haven't gotten around to leveling up anybody to take his place. I mean, the next closest spider would be Carnage, and he just is too weak. And frankly, this team tends to work in Blitz, so I don't question it. For what I use it for, anyway. Now, when I'm going 201k to 104k, that's not saying too much. Oh, so for those of you guys in the chat room who are live, I found the way to turn off the blue light on my camera. So I have a Logitech C920. And I think the glare coming off my glasses is less. I don't know if you guys noticed that or not, but but I think it probably is a little less distracting. Might just be me. I want to say hi to Baloney Ninja, Alfred Judicus, Commander Root, Dalmanar, Darkwing FDH, Senraven, Skippy KGT, SteveOp85, The Karma, and Zane Kyber. Welcome to the chat room. You didn't notice till I said something? All right. So that's the other thing is, and I mentioned this a little bit on Monday night, but it's just, it's nice when the rewards, it seems like they, I'm getting through them faster now because my teams are a higher level. So, and this, this blitz is going to be a typical 3-day blitz. So I suppose it's possible that I push more than just the milestones, but the gap seems to be pretty wide. So I'm going to, just for giggles, try this with... Rescue... instead of cap. So I've got my power armor team, which is Vision, Falcon, Iron Man, War Machine, and Rescue. And again, the differential between power is a little crazy. I think I'm still up by like 60k. But it is what it is. And we're fighting mainly, looks like, well, a couple of shield, Rhino, Punisher, and Spidey. Seems a little silly. It's been a while since I've done this at 1x. I think it's a little crazy that it's so slow, but I've tried watching the full animations at a higher speed. And it's almost nauseating because the camera flip back and forth. But 1X is beautiful, it's just too slow. And sometimes even 3X is too slow, depending on what you're trying to get done, when you have to wait for certain animations. Falcon for the win. All righty. Okay, let's pick up those rewards. Hey, got more. I'm getting this Mr. Sinister stuff all over the place. So one of the other things that we're toying with doing is adding a little bit more structure to the podcast itself. And what I'd love to see happen, and I need to reach out to a few people, but our recorded segments, whether it's a character review, whether it's a news review, something that interests you, if you feel like that's something you would like to participate in, just go ahead and let us know. One of the easiest ways to communicate with me directly is through Twitter at VO by Kurt, or you can send an email if you like at to Kurt at VO by Kurt. But we'd love to have some produced segments from folks. Maybe even we've toyed around with the idea of a call-in show at one point or another. But part of the reason why we're talking about this is because, frankly, the show's been around for almost 2 years now. Neo Venom Zaraki says, I just unlocked Rocket Raccoon with the Guardians he has. How should you order them? Ah, very good. So, is it just the Guardians that you've got? So you've got Drax, Gamora, Groot, Rocket, Star-Lord, Apostolic Pants. Hey, how you doing, bud? And congrats on unlocking Rocket Raccoon there, Neo Venom. He's awesome. Well, Sen, it's funny. I was going to ask that as well, but I presume that he didn't because he just mentioned Guardians. So Sen asked the question, does Neo Venom have Thanos? Because that changes the game. Okay, so not Star-Lord. So Drax, Gamora, Rocket Raccoon, Mantis, and Groot. So that's an interesting question. I like the Groot Rocket Raccoon synergy, but where does Mantis fit into all that? Since she's also kind of Healy. What do you guys say? So do you? So Sen Raven is agreeing that she's a good healer. Do you keep Mantis with Groot? She's a good healer for that team and for the Hulk and no one else. That's fair. Wait. Apostolic Pants, you're saying instead of Gamora. Who instead of Gamora? I don't think you're answering the question, Apostolic Pants. He's got Drax, Gamora, Rocket Raccoon, Mantis, and Groot. And it sounds like you're saying substitute someone instead of Gamora. And I'm not sure who you're saying to substitute. He doesn't have Star-Lord. He doesn't have Thanos. So Sen is saying without Star-Lord or Thanos, left to right you go Drax, Groot, Mantis, Rocket, Gamora. Yeah, he does. I gotcha, Apostolic Pants. But yes, he doesn't have Star-Lord. That's the key. So Apostolic Pants is saying that he would substitute, he would put Mantis in instead of Gamora if he had Star-Lord. But he doesn't. So my next team here is Brotherhood. Yeah, no problem, man. It's all good. So I'm going up with Fire Lord. Pyro, Sabretooth, Magneto, Mystique, and Juggernaut. Ironically, we're going up against a team that has Mantis in it. You know how this is going to end? Poorly for that team. That's how this is going to end. Alrighty. So the team we're going up against, it means Mantis in the middle, Groot to the left of Mantis. And Apostolic Pants is saying he'd put Mantis between Rocket and Gamora because they're the squishiest. Tell you what, though, Gamora may be squishy, but she hits like a truck. Everybody bleed with Sabretooth. All right, Sen, have a good evening. All right, this match is almost done. Let's throw a fire lion at them. Baloney Ninja. Gamora is great for hero brawlers. I agree. All right. Let's see. All right. So we are going to take a little bit of a break from Blitz for a second, and I'm going to go to our Patreon. We have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/FTHBeyond. For as little as a dollar a month, you can help this show and keep it going and help us do bigger and better things. We want to say thank you to our current patrons. And they are, as soon as it loads, Alex, Anthony L, Chris M, Chris T, Luke J, Matt S, Roger S, Tony G, and William K. Thank you very much. Your support means the world to us. And if you want to support the podcast and the channel, you can also go to patreon.com/FTHBeyond. Other ways you can support us is by going ahead and clicking and donating bits right here on Twitch. You can throw an Amazon Prime / Twitch Prime sub at us. Once a month, you have the ability to subscribe for free. And thank you so much for that follow, NeoVenom. Once a month, you can give us your Twitch Prime sub, and that helps us out a little bit and costs you nothing. The other way that you can also support the channel and the network is by going to... I'm going to put a link in the chat. We have merch. You can buy t-shirts, you can buy mugs, you can buy stickers. tiny.cc/GSTU. GSTU is all in caps. And that goes to our T Public store, where there are logo t-shirts for all of the shows on the Giant Size Team Up Network, of which we are a proud part. Okay, back to the game. Let's see here. All right, so continuing in my Blitz cycle after Brotherhood, I usually do the Defenders. I have a 268k Defenders team with Punisher. And let's see, who are we going to fight? We're going to fight Wolverine, Crossbones, Deadpool, Shield Medic, and Yondu. 268 to 210. We're also going to take a look, and after this fight, we'll take a look at, we haven't looked at it in a while, but we're going to see what our overall ranking is for our alliance. If you want to be part of our Discord, you can, let's see if this link works, I think it does, in the chat room, you can go to discord.gg/VictorBravo9Echo Zulu. And I did that for the audio listeners' benefit. And we have 7 alliances all together right now. And if you'd like to be part of one of those alliances, the best thing to do is go to the Discord, jump in the recruitment channel, and just see who's got openings. We've got all kinds of different levels of alliances, from more competitive to more casual. And a great group of people all around. I dare say we have one of the best communities surrounding this game. I'm a little biased, I will agree. Doesn't mean I'm going to stop saying it. And yeah, you audio podcast listeners, you're probably going, are those game sounds being played in the background? Yes, they are. They certainly are. I'd like to also thank, because he doesn't get thanked nearly enough, but our editor extraordinaire, Mr. Mike Woodard, who helps out the network in general with audio editing, but is part of every week's worth of shows for us, and needs to be recognized. Okay, so we got through that pretty easily. Let's go to our next Blitz team. And the next Blitz team in my list is what I like to call the Minardians, which is Groot, Minerva, Thanos, Rocket, and Star-Lord. And this team is ridiculous. It's 304K. And right now, it looks like we are going up against 246K-ish, 250K. Oh, this has got a shield medic in it. We need to crush these guys. Crush them to their souls. If you at all ever get a chance to recruit Minerva, do so, level her up as high as humanly possible, and take advantage. All right. Yeah, normally I don't open with Rocket's second attack, but I've been doing it to get the additional attack primarily. It seems to be working out a little bit better. See how this goes. Minerva does her ultimate. Sorry to take 15% of all your health and make you bleed. You're bleeding. Look at you bleeding. It has Thanos pre-gauntlet, because, or post, I suppose, but because otherwise that'd be crazy. The Rocket Groot attack. I love this attack. He's not screaming. The sound effects are still screwed up. All right. And Thanos and Star-Lord just feed energy. And Spider-Man whiffs because he's blind. But he can still dodge even though he's blind. Oh, and Rocket hits, and that's the end of Spider-Man. All right. So I think I have one more team left. Let's see. So the question is, what team should be the next team that I put together for Blitz? So I do have I'll play with this team. Well, maybe I won't. I don't know. I have an Avengers team, and I have my arena team. My arena team is Fury, Minerva, Pyro, Magneto, Juggernaut. Actually, that team should probably work out alright for Blitz. Let's give that a shot. 270, 236 though, it's still not fair. And welcome to Ice Ferret Jurassic. How you guys doing? Good to see you in the chat room. Thanks for coming. So the reason I like this team here is Magneto does his blind right at the beginning, which really annoys the other team. And unless Daredevil's on the team... Well, okay, so... Rhino actually... took the blind off everybody. So we put... We do a Nick Fury. Speed up, defense up. And then... Minerva does her ultimate. Pyro does his second attack, which pours on the bleeds to everyone, which is ridiculous. Then he stokes the flames. Juggernaut does the taunt. Pyro still stokes the flames. Wolverine tries to attack, but does very little damage. These bleeds are just ridiculous. So there Rhino does a charging attack. Unfortunately, Rhino's going to feel the Juggernaut. Well, no, he won't, because he's probably going to die at Magneto's hands. Yep. And Juggernaut's going to charge and probably take them all out. Oh, everybody but Elektra. Who knew? Victory. Oh, 179, 499 out of 180. Didn't make the milestone. That's a little crazy. All right. Let's see. So we're going to stop Blitz for right now. Gonna go into campaigns because we gotta still do those dailies. I've been recruiting Kree Reaper because I'm still trying to improve the Kree team. I did manage to. I finally hit max level on all the challenges, which was nice to be able to do. I think I did that on Sunday. Okay. So, once I got the heroes and villains out of the way, what I've been trying to do is then go into really try to get Groot leveled up. He's at 6 stars. He's 186 out of 300. He's got 5 red stars, so I'm really trying to get him to 7 stars. Oh, and I don't know why I hit that. And one of the things we're going to check, I am about 10K away from getting to level 74. And we were going to check the alliance's ranking. Strongest alliance, find me. We are sitting at 724. We are silver 3 in the alliance war ranking. And I'm pretty sure we're not the highest FTH alliance. I'm trying to see if anybody is on our list here. Let's see. We're at 724. See if anybody's near us, above or below. I didn't see anybody above. Which doesn't necessarily mean anything. All right. Not there. Top 100 this week is... Well, I'm not going to read all top 100, but the top five. Legion of Cabal at 183 million. Pants of Hulk at 170. Legion of Power, 146. Pants of Hulk Smash, 144. Wakanda, 130. That's a lot. It's just a lot. So good on them. And we can even check the collection power. Find me. I'm at like 33K. That's nothing. Strongest team. Oh, strongest team is... I'm at 8,843. My strongest team, according to this, is 358.9K. So, got a ways to go. All right, so let's see. So we've got those. Did we do the Groot yet? Trying to get Groot leveled up. I can't remember if I did that or not. I don't think I did. Now, on occasion, I will refresh this. And since we've got no event going on, I'm going to do that. And one more time. And I know people are saying, stop it, what are you doing? Yep, that one didn't work out. All right. So, and then, let's see, is there, I can't remember where Vulture is. Oh, he's in the arena store, so we're not going to do that. All right. All right, so I think, guys, that it is time to wrap things up for this week's FTH Beyond podcast. I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me here in the chat room. Thank you to those in the chat room live on Twitch, twitch.tv/FTHBeyond. For those listening audio-wise, you can feel free to come and join us on Monday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Time and at Thursday evenings at usually 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the FTH Beyond channel on Twitch. You can follow me on Twitter at VO by Kurt, and you'll get notified each and every time I stream, everywhere I stream, whether it's FTH Beyond, whether it's GSTU Media when I'm doing the Bromigos of the Streampocalypse, or whether it's on my own Twitch channel at Kurtstable, doing story time with Kurt. Follow me at VO by Kurt. And you can follow Charles McFall, my cohort in crime, at Rock God of Podcasting, everywhere, all over the internet. And with that, the boss has fled.